Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, the global flavored water market did a little bit of research. The size of it is expected to reach nearly $30 billion by 2028 at a compound annual growth rate of 10.3% over that forecast period. This is according to a report, Tim, that's out by Grand View Research earlier this year. They say the major factor that it's growing consumer demand for alternatives to sugary soft drinks, according to their findings.
Well, a lot of new entrants coming into the space as well, trying to take advantage of that growth. One of those new entrants is Heywell. The co-founders, Ashley Selman and Britt Doherty, join us now on the phone from Chicago. Ashley, Britt, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, Britt, I want to start with you because the two of you work together at MillerCoors, and you left to start the beverage brand, and it's the idea is making wellness approachable for everyone. How would you describe, Britt, Heywell?
Well, Heywell, we make sparkling adaptogenic waters. They're made with adaptogens, antioxidants. And
wait. What's an adaptogen?
I'm not the only one who didn't know that. You didn't know what that was.
Sorry.
Either.
No, I didn't. So help me out here.
Sure. An adaptogen is a class of plants that help us adapt to stress. And they really just help people meet the demands of modern life, our drinks. You know, when you need a little energy, immunity, focus, or stress.
I need those things.
No, listen, I think you guys are tapping into something. Tim and I talk about it a lot. I see it with my daughter. I mean, we're constantly turning around the things we eat, we drink, and really want to understand. We want transparency. We want to understand it. And we really want to eat things that are better or drink things that are better for us. You know, Ashley, come on in on the conversation here in terms of what the work that you're doing and the demand that you're seeing for this.
You know, we definitely have seen a shift from people moving away from things that are bad for them to certainly moving to things that have been more neutral. And then, especially since COVID, people are looking for increased support, especially stress and immunity support from food and beverages. So we're seeing a huge amount of growth there. Adaptogens, we get that a lot, like adapt to what? And so it's simply a class of plant. It just supports you. We use things like Shishandra. It's a berry. It's really great for helping manage stress. We use things like L-theanine. Amla berry is a great natural source of antioxidant, of vitamin C. So we've taken these things that are really good for you, and we've packaged them in these convenient, ready-to-drink sparkling waters that are low in sugar and calories, and just made it easy to find the right occasion for you, whether that's a little extra energy and immunity, or energy and focus, or maybe, you know, calm and restore. So we have this line of four sparkling waters that we've made and that we launched into the market, and feel like it's just right on time in terms of what people are looking for.
Yeah, the line includes energy and calm. I'm curious about the distribution strategy here because, you know, how do you actually make sure that this gets to the actual convenience stores if people want to do it single serve or go direct to consumer by selling on your website? Jump in here, Ashley.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of both, I'd say. You know, especially COVID, when retail was a little bit harder to break through, we really pivoted and moved into the e-commerce space. And we were just seeing explosive growth there. And we've had some great partners, whether that's Good Eggs or Snack Magic, all across the U.S. And, you know, people were looking for convenient ways to shop that they didn't have to go in store. So we've done quite a bit of e-commerce work. And that actually took our brand a little bit more national, bit more immediately than we had initially anticipated. But in terms of actual retail locations, we've targeted, you know, larger urban markets and specialty retail within that, whether that's Erewhon or Foxtrot or DeBruno's, you know, whether you're in New York, LA, or Chicago, those types of markets, so that people can find them, you know, at that point of purchase.
Well, and truth be told, Britt, you know, our whole team here, as we were preparing for, you know, chatting with you guys, we were talking in our newsroom and, you know, looking at the different places that you can buy the product. And I think Target came up, Walmart, Amazon, lots of places. But where is it, you know, and I am also curious about your forays, if it's happened or if it's in the future, in terms of restaurants, you know, and the bar space, like where are, you know, the places that you're really, really tapping into consumer demand there and you're finding the biggest sales?
Yeah, I mean, we do really well in specialty and natural retailers across the country. So places like Foxtrot and Erewhon.
Okay.
So, you know, where people are putting priority, you know, and spending against health, that's where we see, you know, these, you know, beverages do the best. You know, in particular, we see a lot of momentum with Gen Z and younger age millennials. That group in particular is just much more likely to put a priority on functional ingredients and leverage functional ingredients to help them with things that Ashley mentioned are critical with immunity and stress.
Hey guys, sit tight for a second. We'll come back and we're going to continue the conversation. We are talking with Ashley Selman and Britt Daugherty, co-founders of Hey Well. It's a beverage brand. They both worked at Miller Coors for a couple of years, and I'm also not a couple of years, longer than that. And when we come back, we can talk about what that experience brought to this brand in terms of maybe what they wanted to do and what they didn't want to do.
I also want to hear more about adaptogens and the sourcing of these ingredients.
I've just been like kind of going down a rabbit hole a little bit with this, and it is interesting.
Yeah,
and
lemon balm, alma berry, and a lot of ingredients I can't pronounce.
Well done. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week. Carol Masser, Tim Stenovic, right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
I want to get back to our guests still with us, Ashley Selman and Britt Doherty, co-founders of Heywell. It's a beverage brand. Ashley, by the way, was a VP of brand marketing and senior director of crafts and imports at MillerCoors. Britt was a VP of marketing insights and engagement at the company as well. They were there for several years. They're both with us, separate lines, but on the phone in Chicago. Ashley and Britt, one thing I want to ask you, and Ashley, let me start with you. What was it about your time and experience at MillerCoors that you brought with you guys to creating Heywell? What was it that you knew you wanted to do differently? And obviously, they're not apples to apples. They're different things, you know, different times of beverages. But I'm just curious about that time and experience, you know, what it taught you, Ashley, in terms of what you wanted to do or what you learned and what you wanted to do differently.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time at MillerCoors looking both at our immediate industry, but also broadly. And what we found really exciting was just a lot of change that consumers were looking for, and that there was just opportunity in the marketplace that wasn't fulfilling it. And we were finding that just not only from, you know, a business perspective, but also personally. So Britt and I, you know, were working long, demanding hours and managing, you know, just crazy lives. And we just were looking for things to help us on our wellness journey. And, you know, we found that something that was simple to understand, that was accessible, also that was good tasting, and that had the functional benefits we were looking for, we just found that there was an opportunity. And so, you know, we took a lot of great learnings that we had from our time at MillerCoors. And, you know, one of the most important things was starting with, you know, what was our mission and what was really kind of the reason for being. And our mission is to help make wellness more simple and accessible for everyone every day. Mm-hmm. And our name is just Heywell, is a simple invitation to that wellness. So when we started, it was, and what it means to be more simple and accessible for us was taking these great ingredients that are really good for you, making it taste really delicious so that you'll actually drink it, mm-hmm. And making it convenient for you and fitting into your lifestyle. So that was kind of our starting point when we, you know, we had developed brands for this company for a long time, and we finally decided, well, if ever there's a moment, we're just going to, you know, go for it and make our own brand, because we were just really energized by this, you know, we did. And so we started with that point and spent a lot of time in formulation, making sure that we got all those things right before we launched into market.
Well, as you know, from brand development, a lot of brand development for the companies that the large companies that we talk about, you know, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, Molson Coors, AB InBev, a lot of that brand development that happens actually happens outside of the company. And then a company comes in and acquires those startups. They let them do the actual heavy lifting in a lot of cases and finding distribution and building that customer base. Britt, how are you thinking about, you know, the next step here in terms of what happens when the company does get bigger and if it does grow? Is this a company that's going to get acquired by a larger company?
Well, we're really excited about that mission that Ashley mentioned. We think that it's something that consumers really see themselves in, and our growth plan, you know, really reflects that demand that we're seeing. You know, you guys mentioned the size of the sparkling water segment at $30 billion, functional beverages at $18 billion, and adaptogens, you know, really driving the size of that segment. And we do think that we're on the front foot of this trend. The space is really emerging, and we do think it would be really interesting for bigger beverage companies like the ones you mentioned to, you know, round out their portfolio with functional beverages that really have become, you know, $18 billion segment.
Yeah. Certainly. It's a really good point in terms of, we watch the evolution, certainly, of the beverage market. Where do you guys go with this? It sounds like, is there other brand additions, or not brand additions, but maybe building out the existing brand? Ashley, go ahead, take that.
Yeah, you know, we still see a lot of opportunity, and we have a pipeline that we're working on right now that starts to, you know, we started with beverage because that's an area that we have a lot of experience in and a lot of passion for, but we think that there are, you know, there's still a lot of occasions that we haven't addressed yet, and we feel like there's other ways of addressing wellness and making it simple and more accessible, more inclusive. Hmm. And so,
meaning in terms of product offerings, or what?
That's right. In terms of product offerings,
okay.
And in terms of just also walking and living our mission. So, you know, what's important to us And this is really, you know, what's important to consumers is we give back 1% to nonprofits that advocate for inclusion.
Right.
And, you know, what we find is that, and this is where we were too, is that we, you know, people want to engage with brands that that have this mission, that maybe don't start as a big corporate brand, but that start as, you know, with entrepreneurs that are really creating a community that believes in the same things that they do. And so that's, you know, our growth plan is really just to focus on building that community and providing, you know, additional product lines down the road that that meet those needs.
So I said I wanted to talk more about the ingredients. I want to do that, Britt, and just learn a little bit about sourcing these. Alma berry, a gooseberry that's rich in natural vitamin C. There's an herb in here, an amino acid, an antioxidant superberry, lemon berry, pink Himalayan sea salt, potassium, magnesium. Britt, how hard is it to get these ingredients? Where do you get them?
Well, you know, we don't know anyone who hasn't had, you know, been impacted by supply chain in some ways over the last few years. But we're really delighted to work with partners that help us procure. And, you know, we get them from the U.S., but also from all over the world. And our goal is really to make sure that they're sourced in a way that aligns to the mission that Ashley mentioned we have for Havel, making wellness more simple and accessible, which means, you know, getting these ingredients in a way that have a clean supply chain. So, you know, are they ethically sourced? Can we trace back to the makers? We want to put things in our drinks that are good for you, but that people can feel good drinking. And go ahead.
No, you know, just before we go, we're curious, we're Bloomberg. How big is your market? I mean, how much growth have you seen in terms of sales, Ashley? Like how much, you know, just give us an idea of the growth that you're seeing just quickly.
Yeah, we're seeing great growth. And our plan for next year has...
What's great growth, though? Is it high teens or is it something more significant than that?
No, it's way more significant than that. We will triple our business next year. We're bringing on great accounts like Central Market and Earth Fair, and we're continuing to, you know, expand in e-commerce. And so we're just seeing really exciting growth for Havel. And we've got some great partners, like Britt said, that help us make sure that we can supply that demand.
Well, be sure to check in with us and let us know as things down the road as you guys continue to build it out. And I'd love to get a check, an update with you. Ashley Selman, Britt Daugherty, co-founders of Havel, on the phone from Chicago.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.